Good morning. It's Monday, May 16th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Authorities in Orange County are looking for a possible motive after a shooter shot five people yesterday afternoon inside a church, killing one person and critically wounding the others. A sixth person was also hurt. KPCC's Jill Replogle has more from Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods.
Orange County Undersheriff Jeff Halleck says churchgoers hogtied the shooter with an extension cord.
That group of churchgoers displayed what we believe is exceptional heroism and bravery in intervening to stop the suspect. They undoubtedly prevented additional injuries and fatalities.
Halleck says they grabbed two handguns from the shooter.
It's safe to say that had people not intervened, it could have been much worse.
Investigators were interviewing dozens of witnesses who were in the church at the time of the shooting, which took place during a luncheon following a morning service. I'm Jill Replogle.
Authorities say the shooter is an Asian man in his 60s. The wounded victims all Asian between the ages of 66 and 92. It's unclear whether the suspect knew any of the victims or had any ties to the church. His name has not been released. The coastal fire in Laguna Niguel is now at least 80% contained. Favorable weather helped firefighters make substantial progress over the weekend. The fire, which started on Wednesday, has burned about 200 acres and destroyed 20 homes, damaging 11 others. Most evacuation orders have been lifted. If you were confused by getting an emergency alert from the city of Glendale over the weekend, you are not alone. KPCC's Zoe Kurland reports it went a lot farther than it was supposed to.
The notification startled many L.A. County residents at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, calling for an evacuation of Chevy Chase Canyon in Glendale. But the message neglected to mention the evacuation was just a drill. And instead of just going out to targeted residents, the message went out to the whole county. About a half hour later, the city of Glendale issued a correction and has attributed the false alarm to a software error. Glendale Fire Chief Silvio Lanza says the alert was supposed to have a header reading, "This is a drill." Lanza apologizes for any inconvenience the error may have caused, but says drills are meant to identify problems in the emergency system.
We hope that people throughout LA County utilize the opportunity to speak evacuation and to use this mistake on our part to plan for a wildfire and be ready when one strikes.
Lanza adds he'd rather make these mistakes when there's no smoke in the sky. I'm Zoe Kurland.
In Tarzana, construction on Caballero Creek Park broke ground over the weekend, where the LA River comes together with Caballero Creek. The project includes a water filtration system for stormwater runoff. A Los Angeles-based initiative is turning nature enthusiasts around the world into amateur biologists. The Los Angeles County Museum of Natural History is one of the organizers of City Nature Challenge. It's an annual international competition among cities to see which one can get the most people to document the greatest number of observations of nature. The museum's Leela Higgins says the four-day Bio Blitz has grown to include more than 400 cities. This year's challenge concluded earlier this month, and it set a record, nearly 1.7 million observations. Higgins says the event is a party for nature nerds.
We're really on this micro level building community and bringing people together who are like, if I see something weird or interesting in my backyard, I want to find out what it is. A scientist is interested in my photograph of these lizards mating in my backyard. Of course I want to send it to you all because I want to help.
Higgins says that the photos can provide valuable information on rare and endangered species and help conservationists make decisions on how to better protect the environment. You can go online to learn more about the program, find out how you can become an amateur biologist at citynaturechallenge.org. Governor Gavin Newsom is asking the legislature to allocate an additional $2.7 billion for people who have applied for rent relief and are still waiting for the money. It's part of the May revise of Newsom's proposed budget, but some tenant advocates say that the governor's plan is not really new because, by law, the state is already obligated to pay those applicants. Plus, they're angry that California stopped accepting new applications for COVID-related rent relief after the deadline in March. Madeline Howard is an attorney with the Western Center on Law and Poverty.
People who are really struggling, who are waiting for months of rental assistance back in 2021, those folks are still not going to get any help with paying April or May rent. So this really doesn't change the picture, and those folks are still at very high risk of eviction.
Howard is involved in a lawsuit targeting the state for denying rent relief beyond March. Bans Off Our Bodies rallies supporting abortion rights took place in cities throughout the country on Saturday. Many protests occurred in Southern California, where demonstrators gathered in downtown L.A. and elsewhere. Christy Nunez came out for the L.A. rally. She says she is infuriated by that draft opinion indicating the U.S. Supreme Court may overturn Roe versus Wade.
If you're not fighting for what you believe in, then what are you really doing? I'd rather try to make a change than sit home and be like, not my problem.
Suzanne Wirtz also came out for the protest. She said that she was there for the poor and the oppressed across the country who will not be able to travel out of state for health care.
I actually come from a pro-life family in North Carolina, but I am very angry at what I was taught as a child because I really don't believe that anybody should tell someone what they believe or force their beliefs upon someone.
She adds that she wants her children to have the same rights that she has had in her lifetime. Los Angeles County is looking for election workers for the June 7th primary. Volunteers are needed throughout the county. Specific spots include Agoura Hills, Calabasas, L.A., Pasadena, and Wilmington. Election workers can earn up to nearly $1,200 if they work the full voting period and complete all the training requirements. You can find out more online at lavote.gov. Low clouds will clear to mostly sunny skies. Afternoon highs will range from the 70s along the coast to around 80 in coastal valleys, upper 80s in the IE, and in the AV, low 90s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.org or on the KPCC app.